Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 25, Part 1, Devotees of Krishna. A person who is always absorbed in Krishna consciousness is called a devotee of Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami says that all the transcendental qualities discussed previously are also found in the devotees of Krishna. The devotees of Krishna can be classified into two groups: those who are cultivating devotional service in order to enter into the transcendental kingdom, and those who are already in the perfectional stage of devotional service. A person who has attained the stage of attraction for Krishna and who is not yet freed from the material impasse, but who has qualified him or herself to enter into the kingdom of God, is called sadhaka. Sadhaka means one who is cultivating devotion in Krishna consciousness. A description of such a devotee is found in the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 46 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ishvare tad adhineshu bali sheshu vishatsu cha prema maitri kripo peksha ya karoti sa madhyama. A person who has unflinching faith in and love for the personality of Godhead, and who is in friendship with devotees of Krishna, and who is very merciful to the ignorant, raising them to the standard of devotional service, and who is also uninterested in non-devotees, is to be considered situated in the position of cultivating devotional service. When one is found shedding tears by hearing of the pastimes of the Lord, it is to be understood that the blazing fire of material existence will be extinguished by such watering. And when there is shivering of the body and the hairs of the body stand up, it is to be understood that the devotee is nearing perfection. An example of a sadhaka cultivating devotional service is Bilva Mangal Thakur. When a devotee is never tired of executing devotional service and is always engaged in Krishna conscious activities, constantly relishing the transcendental mellows in relationship with Krishna, then he or she is called perfect. This perfectional stage can be achieved in two ways. One may achieve this stage of perfection by the gradual progress of devotional service, or one may become perfect by the costless mercy of Krishna, even though one has not executed all the details of devotional service. There is the following nice statement in the 3rd canto, 15th chapter, verse 25 of Srimad Bhagavatam, describing a devotee who achieves perfection by regularly executing devotional service. A person who is freed from the false egotism of material existence, or an advanced mystic, is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God known as Vaikuntha. Such a mystic becomes so joyful by the constant execution of the regulative principles of devotional service that he or she thereby achieves the special favor of the Supreme Lord. The mighty superintendent of death, Yamaraj, is afraid to go near such a devotee. So we can imagine the potency of advanced devotional service, especially when devotees sit together and engage in talking of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those devotees express their feelings in such a way that they automatically melt with ecstasy, and many transcendental symptoms become manifest in their bodies. Anyone desiring advancement in devotional service must follow in the footsteps of such devotees. Prahlad Maharaj said that no one can attain the perfectional stage of devotional service without bowing down before exalted devotees. Learned sages like Markandeya Rishi attained perfection in devotional service simply by executing such regulative principles of service. A person's achieving perfection in devotional service simply by the causeless mercy of the Lord is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with the brahmanas and their wives who were engaged in performing yajna or sacrifice. And when the wives of the brahmanas were favored by Lord Krishna and immediately attained the ecstasy of love of Godhead, their husbands said, "Oh, how wonderful it is that although these women have undertaken no reformatory performances, such as accepting the sacred thread, have not resided in the monasteries of the spiritual master, have not observed the strict principles of celibacy, have not undergone any austerities, and have not philosophized upon the observance of ritualistic ceremonies, and still they have attained the favor of Krishna, which is aspired after even by great mystics. How wonderful it is that these women have attained such perfection, while we, although brahmanas, and who have performed all these reformatory activities, cannot attain to this advanced stage." And here is a similar statement by Narada addressed to Shukadeva Goswami. "Oh, my dear Shukadeva Goswami, you never took the trouble to reside under the care of a spiritual master, and yet you have attained such a great status of transcendental knowledge. You never took the trouble to undergo severe austerities, and still, how wonderful it is that you have been situated in the most perfect stage of love of Godhead." Shukadeva Goswami and the wives of the brahmanas performing yajna are vivid examples of devotees who have achieved the perfectional stage of devotional service by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus ends Chapter 25, Part 1 of Nectar of Devotion, entitled Devotees of Krishna, recorded March 5, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.